Let's talk to Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain, joining us from West Virginia. Welcome to the programme. So, Professor, the Western-backed Bahrain regime's crackdown on pro-democracy protests continues unabated. I mean, how does that go with Western claims of protecting pro-democracy voices?
Hassan, the current regime in power in Bahrain, led by the Al-Khalifa dictatorship, is an abomination to the world and the international pariah to all freedom-loving peoples. The United States and the United Kingdom stand hypocritically astride this 230-year-old monarchical regime purely for strategic military purposes, to maintain control of the Middle Eastern oil lanes and their reserves. These governments speak highly of democracy, but they do not practice democracy. Instead, they ally with thieves, tyrants, thugs, bullies, and murderers, and are directly responsible for denying democracy to the vast majority of the Bahraini people. The two-month-old so-called national dialogue, which is the second dialogue so far since the February 14, 2011 commencement of the Arab Spring of Democracy protests in Bahrain, has once again amounted to nothing. While the first so-called dialogue was merely a monologue between the king and himself, now the current dialogue is between five opposition parties and a few lackeys representing the king who have no negotiating power. It's another attempt to stall and delay any measure of reform. What the people are saying is, let's stop this regime from holding Formula One and claiming that everything is fine in Bahrain.
And Professor, very briefly, what is your impression of Bahrain hosting the Formula One Grand Prix?
Well, I think all of the drivers should boycott the race in Bahrain because it's built upon Bahraini blood. You have the entire opposition in jail. You have many people already killed. You have no freedoms in Bahrain to speak of. So it would be like going to Nazi Germany for the Olympics during the 30s. So it is the moral duty of every driver in Formula One to boycott Formula One.
Indeed. Many thanks to Professor Colin Cavell, former lecturer at University of Bahrain from West Virginia.